This is Maureen Hancock, spirit medium, author, and teacher. And I'm here today to teach you about flexing the intuitive muscle. You are intuitive, but you block it. Life gets in the way with stress and overthinking and all the things that we need to do for our kids, for our jobs, and just overall overthinking. I'm going to give you a toolbox filled with many different things that you can use to build your intuition. So many times we hear that inner voice, that nudge, that gut feeling, and we ignore it. We overthink. There's so many reasons why we get in our own way. We might hold something up to the light. Oh, that just doesn't feel right, or that does feel right. So today I'm going to help you gauge that better. What is the difference between your intuition and your worrying mind? Sometimes it's hard to distinguish the two against one another. I believe that when you have an intuitive hit, it just feels right. It's kind of that thought that just pops into your head, and you're like, wow, I wasn't even just thinking of that, but maybe I should listen. How many times have you been driving down the street, and you hear that little voice in your head that says, look over your shoulder, and you turn around, and there's a giant truck about to hit you? That's your intuition. That's your higher self telling you, pay attention. Listen to the gentle nudges. Listen to those gut feelings. And it becomes blocked with over-worrying when you are trying to figure out the solution to a problem. And you're spending so much time just worrying about it, and it does you no good. Instead of trying to weigh what feels right and what doesn't. By the end of our session today, you'll be able to trust your intuition more, use it for your relationships, for your work, for your family, and just an overall feeling of well-being. You'll start to attract things that you want in your life and push things away that no longer serve you, because you're going to be listening and trusting your higher self. Some of the things that block our intuition also have to do with diet. If you can believe it, diet is very important in trying to keep a clear mind. The fog that kind of takes over and you wake up and you just feel so tired and foggy. And I believe that drinking a lot of water is going to help you. This is your vehicle. You want to keep it hydrated. Less red meat, less dairy or no dairy. And I personally am gluten-free. Gluten is in wheat products. It's in bread and pasta and many different things you wouldn't even realize, even soy sauce and ketchup. And by clearing gluten out of your diet, which I have, I'm just clearer. Like, my mind is clearer. I have more energy. I try to do almond milk instead of dairy, instead of cow's milk. And I try to drink a lot of water because this is my vehicle. And I want to stay hydrated. And also, exercise is really important in trying to clear your mind of the clutter and all the stress that takes over. I try to walk, do yoga, anything that you can do to keep yourself moving, to try to stop yourself from overthinking and worrying about every little thing. So even if you just make some time to take a walk at the end of the day, or early morning, if you can do Tai Chi or yoga and working out at the gym even, something that's going to help move your energy in your body and clear your mind and just help you to be less foggy. Don't forget to drink a lot of water. And also, meditation is really important. So I'm going to help you learn how to meditate properly, how to breathe properly so that you're getting the most out of your meditations. And that can include prayer, even just breathing to the count of 10, clearing your mind. So first I'm going to talk about the senses that we use in intuition. We are all clairaudient. We are hearing things. It's in our mind's voice, or your higher self, your higher consciousness. You're constantly, throughout the day, hearing various thoughts, feeling nudges, sort of your mind's voice telling you which way to go, what to do, what you forgot, what you need to do. It's kind of like a checklist in your mind. And there is a difference between that checklist in your mind of things that you need to do and things that you need to worry about. Because we're going to worry anyway, but it's going to block our intuition. It's going to block you from living the life that you deserve to live. From being able to feel things and to sense things and to open your eyes wider and experience this world. So clairaudience is being able to clearly hear what's coming in, what you're getting, those mind thoughts. The next thing is clairvoyance. You've all heard, oh, that person is clairvoyant. Oh, you know, they just automatically know things. Well, clairvoyance is like a clear seeing. When you get these pictures in your mind that just kind of flash and you can, and at that moment, you just know what it is you need to do, which way you need to go, what decision is right for you. It's just, it's a knowing. Next, we have clairsentience. That's being able to feel things. When I enter a room full of people, I can feel what some of them are experiencing or how they feel at that moment. And I can actually feel it in my own body. I can tell if somebody has a headache, or I can feel if they have a stomach problem. I'm actually feeling it on my own body. But you will get clairsentient feelings. It's just like, wow, I just got chills. I can feel that. Or sense things in that clear feeling kind of a way. So to recap, clairaudience is hearing, clairvoyance is a clear seeing, and clairsentience is feeling. As intuition grows and improves, you will notice you can attract more of what you want and what to do to attract less of what you want. Remember this, your gut instinct is usually correct. Trust your gut. Measure it, hold it up to the light. What do I see? What do I hear? And what am I feeling? How does that make me feel? Does this feel right to you? Do you have any doubt in your mind that this is the right decision for you? How did you feel when the situation was first presented to you? That's your gut instinct. Trust that. I suggest that you keep a journal, keep a notebook of different situations and experiences in your life, how you felt at the beginning. Did you trust your gut? How you acted on it? And if you overthought it, what was the final decision? And you're almost keeping a log of your hits and misses. What worked? What didn't work? And you'll probably notice that many, many times, if you went with that first gut feeling, that first gentle nudge, the guidance from within, that you were right. So try to listen to your higher self more. When you overthink it, you're usually wrong. If you spend so much of your energy trying to come up with the right decision and you hem and you haw and I'm not really sure and you're indecisive. Lead with your heart instead of your head. How does it really make you feel? And meditation is going to help you to be clearer in those decisions. So, how do we meditate? First, find a quiet space. Shut the door, unplug the phone, or turn your cell phone off. You can lie down, or you can sit in a comfortable chair, or even before you go to sleep at night, just lie in your bed. And the first thing I want you to do is take some deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. So we're going to take some deep belly breaths. Now, babies naturally breathe through their abdomen. They fill their diaphragm with oxygen. When we get older, we tend to shallow breathe. When we take a deep breath, our shoulders come up. So we're not getting a full belly breath. We need to breathe, fill up our diaphragm, and then our lungs fill. And that's a full conscious breath. And it can help with so many things. It can improve your immune system, help clear the clutter in your mind, and get you into that space where you are a clearer channel to receive information and to trust what is coming in. So take some deep belly breaths in through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Try to do about 10 cleansing breaths. And as you inhale, I want you to take in everything positive around you. And on the exhale, everything negative that no longer serves you is released. So say that to yourself when you breathe. I'm breathing in positive and I'm exhaling negative. Breathe in. You're clearing out your mind. Exhale all those thoughts that are taking over, that are blocking you, that are getting in your way. And after you get to 10 cleansing breaths, I want you to listen to my voice. I'm going to guide you to some nice relaxing places where you can just let go. This is about using your senses and learning how to feel and to hear and to sense things. Just to feel everything around you and experience what is around you. What are you missing because you're blocking it out? Because you don't want to feel, because you choose not to listen. So take a deep breath in. And I want you to imagine yourself walking onto your favorite beach. You're walking into the sand with your bare feet, and you can feel your feet sink into the warm sand. And you walk over to the water's edge, and you can hear the waves crash over the rocks. Feel the sun beat down on your shoulders, melting all of the tension in your neck, your shoulders, down each vertebrae of your back. The warmth surrounds your lower back. And you can feel the warmth move like liquid through your legs and your arms. And take a deep breath in. Breathe in that salt air and exhale. You start to walk along the water's edge, looking out into the ocean. So much energy in that ocean, and I want you to take that right into your being with every breath that you take. You feel totally at peace. Look behind you. And your footprints are even getting lighter and lighter as you walk along, leaving in each footprint yesterday's worries, the worries that are infiltrating today, and what might happen tomorrow, and be in this moment. Allow yourself to come back to the beach when you start to think about things that are going to clear, when you start to think about things that are going to block your intuition. So stand there for a moment, look out into the vast ocean, take some deep cleansing breaths in, and exhale. You see the beautiful, huge sun start to set. It's melting into the ocean slowly. It's so large and orange and beautiful as it starts to just melt away. With each part of the sun that starts to disappear into the ocean, put in that ball of sunlight some of your problems, some of your worries, just for today. Just let it go. This is about letting go, being present, and allowing yourself to feel everything around you. To see everything around you, to sense things. Smell the salt air. Feel the sunlight on your shoulders. See that sunset. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a sailboat starting to go by. Let your worries and your stress get on that boat and sail along the ocean. Let it go. So you turn around now and you walk over to a rock. It's flat. And you lie down on your back and you can feel that it's been completely heated by the sun. It feels like a heating pad. And you can feel it on your head, your neck, down your back, and your legs and arms. You're taking in everything around you. You're completely relaxed. You're completely at peace. And you start to feel your heartbeat. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can sense that it's slowing down. Take some deep breaths in and exhale. Slowly get up from the rock, and behind you is a path. And you start to walk down this path that's leading you to the woods. Stop in front of the woods, turn around. Let everything go. Leave it all on the beach. Leave it in the ocean. Let it melt into the sun. And as you start to walk into the woods, it's a beautiful rainforest. And now you can see things more clearly. Everything looks so green and crisp. And alive, you can hear the birds up in the trees. You're walking along warm moss. There's a mist hitting your face and it's penetrating into your body. And it's a healing mist that's going to go to wherever you have pain, wherever you need it, to heal. To heal you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You start to walk along this path, and you can hear a waterfall in the distance, and your goal is to get to that waterfall. But along the way, don't forget to look around you. We're so intent on getting to the finish line that we forget everything around us right now, the present. So take a deep breath in, fill your diaphragm and your lungs with pure, clean oxygen. And as you're walking along, feeling the warm moss under your feet, the mist against your face, the wind in your hair, and you can see the sunlight peeking through the trees, it's so beautiful and it's so relaxing. And as you're walking closer and closer to the waterfall, you can feel the energy of the waterfall fill you up. Makes you feel so alive. You get to the edge of the path, and in front of you is this beautiful, powerful, amazing waterfall. And you can see colors cutting through it. It's a rainbow. And you can see deep red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. It's so beautiful. You just stand there and take it all in. There's a small pool of water in front of you. You roll up your pants and start to wade into the water. It's so warm and so refreshing. And you start to float on your back. And the rush of the waterfall is making your body go in very slow circles. You feel safe, you feel peaceful, and you feel alive. You are a clear channel for your intuition. Your thoughts are getting clearer. Your worry is left behind. And right now, in this moment, you feel so clear and so alive. The sun beats down on your face. The rush of the water is pouring over your shoulders from the waterfall. Don't want to get up from this moment. So take some deep breaths in. Feel your diaphragm and your lungs and exhale. You slowly start to get up from the water, start to walk out. And you're walking down another path. You're so curious. Now your mind is completely clear and you're experiencing all of your senses, the wonderment of the forest, looking around at the trees and the wildflowers. All the colors are so brilliant now. And you're walking through this path, and you can see a clearing. And you come to the edge of the path, and you look out and see mountains in front of you. You can do anything now. You want to climb the mountain. So you take some deep breaths, and you trudge forward, heading to this beautiful mountain. There's several different paths that you can take, but you feel drawn to just one of the paths. Something told you to choose that path. Your higher self told you which path was right for you. So you took it. And as you walk along that path and start to slowly climb the mountain, you feel empowered. You feel clear. You know you made the right decision. You can feel it in your gut. It just feels right. This is where you want to be. This is where you need to be at this moment. This is all about just you. What is right for you? And what will help make your life better? So you're walking up the mountain, making sure to look around you. You see some deer over to your left, and they just seem so peaceful, and they're not afraid that you're there. You look to the right, you look up in the sky, and you see a beautiful hawk. And it's like the hawk is looking right at you. Like you are the hawk. You have keen eyes. You're not missing anything. You are a clear channel to receive. And as you walk up the mountain, instead of losing your energy, you're gaining energy. You feel empowered, refreshed, full of life, and you get to the top of the mountain. And you look out, see all the beautiful colors surrounding the trees. Bright orange, crisp yellow, and fuchsia. It's so beautiful. And you're standing at the top of the mountain. And this huge eagle starts to fly overhead. Its wingspan is enormous. And you can see every feather and every detail on this bird. And it flies around your head as if to say, you made the right choice coming here. You did the right thing. This feels right. Hold out your arms, take a deep breath in. There's a gust of wind that's trying to blow you over. You are grounded. You're like a tree. You're able to bend, but you will not be broken. Take some deep breaths in. Take in all this beautiful, clear, crisp air from the top of the mountain. You did it. Take another deep breath. Bring yourself back in to this space. I want you to picture the roots of a tree coming up through the bottoms of your feet, gently wrapping around your legs and grounding you back to the earth. You feel completely grounded. Your mind is clear. And you're at peace. So now I want to talk to you about chakras. There are 7 major chakras in your body, on your energetic level. Picture a blue beam of light going through the top of your head, right through the middle of your body. And the chakras sit on this energetic line. In Chinese medicine, we have thousands of chakras. They're subos, they're energy points where an acupuncturist might place a needle or an acupressure therapist might press with their thumbs. But the 7 major chakras start at the top of your head. That's your crown chakra. And that's a deep purple or amethyst. And then most of us have heard of the 3rd eye chakra. That's right in the middle of your forehead. And that's a deep indigo, a deep blue. And then we have the throat chakra. And that's blue. And the heart chakra is green, but I like to surround it with a warm pink, like a rose quartz. And then we have the solar plexus chakra, which is under the heart. And that's yellow. And then your belly chakra is orange. And your root chakra, which is right under your pelvis, is red. So by doing different types of energy work or walking or working out or deep breathing and meditation and drinking water, you're going to help to keep your energy centers open and flowing correctly. And it'll also help when your chakras are flowing correctly, energetically, that you are a clearer channel to receive. So we are energetic bodies. And this just comes from my study of Chinese medicine, and I'm a Reiki practitioner, which is hands-on energy healing. I've been doing that over 20 years. And I've studied a lot of different types of energy work in the body. And it's the flow of energy in your meridians, which are channels that correspond to organs in your body. So again, that goes back to an acupuncturist who may place needles on certain meridians or certain points to help release the blockages and the stagnation or the lack of energy that you have in a certain area in your body, because we manifest these thoughts and these stresses and overworrying in our body. And sometimes they can make us feel sick. You overworry, you get a stomach ache. If you're a constant overworker, overachiever, sometimes you can get high blood pressure or IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Headaches are huge with overthinkers and those of us that work, work, work. So I say, work to live, don't live to work. Pay attention to your body, what's going on with your pain, with feeling things, maybe anxiety levels and depression, and reach out and get some help. But you can also improve your health with a daily practice of meditation, breathing, prayer, whatever works for you. So, now I'm going to talk about some exercises that you can do to flex that intuitive muscle. Now that I've gotten you ready to be a clear channel, to receive and to listen and to feel and trust, we're going to practice. So I want you to take out some blank pieces of paper. And this is a very simple exercise. It's about drawing shapes. So I want you to draw on one piece of paper a circle, then draw a square, a heart, a diamond, and a triangle. So you have five shapes in front of you. Flip them over. Mix them up, shuffle them. And I want you to put your hand on one of the papers. And I want you to go with the first shape that pops into your head and flip it over. And if you're wrong, don't beat yourself up. Because you're going to bring your energy down. You're going to start to doubt. And that's what we do as humans. So practice that. You can also practice this with a friend. It's great to have somebody else hold the shapes. You close your eyes. They choose a shape. And they hold it in front of you with your eyes closed. Try to envision what they're holding up, what shape they're holding up. Now, when you overthink it, you're probably going to continue to be wrong. When you go with the first thing that pops into your head, you'll notice that more often than not, you'll be right. So try that. And again, trust. Try not to overthink it. When you lead with your head and you're trying to even figure out, well, you know, this person already held this one up and that one up, so it's probably this one. So don't try to deduct it in your head. Just go with your heart. Go with the first thing that pops in. And this is an excellent exercise to start to get your gut in shape, your other gut. So you're flexing the intuitive muscle, you're learning to trust your gut, and you're having fun with it. This is like playing an instrument. The more that you practice, the easier it becomes. So now I want to try another exercise. Get some blank pieces of paper out, and I want you to write the numbers 1 through 10 on each piece of paper. So 1 all by itself, 2 all by itself, and so on. You're going to do the same thing you just did with the shapes. You're going to turn it over or close your eyes and shuffle. Pull out a number with your eyes closed. You're trying to guess what the number is. Let it pop into your head. If you do this over and over, you will get better at it, so you need to practice. That's a real easy exercise on flexing the intuitive muscle. When you get really good at it, you can even continue writing numbers up to 25, maybe even get up to 50, and just pull some random numbers and try, when you close your eyes, to imagine the number in front of you, that you can see it with your mind's eye. And if not, maybe you're good at hearing things. So maybe you hear a little whisper from, you know, a guardian angel, your spirit guide, a loved one in spirit. Somebody can tell you what the number is. So trust it. The next exercise is simple as well. If you have colored markers or different colored construction paper or crayons, I want you to pull blue, yellow, red, orange, and purple. So you can either hold the pens in front of you. And again, if you do it with a friend, have your friend hold the pens and hand you one color. And boom, it's blue. Or this one's purple, and just have fun with it going back and forth. But if you're by yourself, close your eyes, mix them up, and pull one out and hold it in your hand. Feel it, see it, sense it, listen, see. See if you can get the correct color. Again, when you improve, use a whole pack of crayons and just reach in and grab a color and see if you can get it that way. Another great exercise that I love for intuition is using playing cards. So get a deck of cards, and real simple, flip them over, start with maybe 10, and try to guess the color, first of all. So is it red or black? Very simple, right? And just keep doing it over and over and over. Then I want you to guess the suit. What is the suit of the card? Is it hearts? Is it diamonds? Clubs? And whatnot. So flip it over, close your eyes, choose a card, hold it in your hand even. Take some deep breaths. And notice when you overthink it, you probably don't get the right answer. When you go with the first thing that pops into your head, boom, you're correct in your guess. So some other fun exercises that you can use as well is have fun with it when the phone rings. Try to guess who it is. Don't look at your phone. Don't look down. Have you ever thought about somebody and they call you? Well, that's definitely your intuition, your higher self connecting. You can also do this with emails when you get on your computer. And guess how many new emails you have. See if you're right. A more advanced exercise that I'd like you to try once you get used to some of these easier ones is taking some photos of people you know. So pull out some pictures, different family members, friends, and maybe you have six in front of you. Flip them over, close your eyes, choose one, hold it in your hand, and try to get that first gut reaction of who it is that you're holding in your hand. You can do it with pets. You can have different photos of flowers maybe that you've taken or places that you've visited. So play around with it. Using photos is an excellent way for you to use all of your senses, especially clairvoyance. You might have sort of a picture playing in your mind. It's that clear seeing. So to recap some of the higher points of flexing the intuitive muscle, starting a meditation practice is key. Watching your diet is very important. Try to drink a lot of water. Try to help your body become a clear channel so that you're not foggy, you don't feel tired all the time. Your stress isn't going right to your belly, right to your head. By meditating, exercising, drinking water, watching your diet, these are all ways to help you become that clear channel for intuition for your career. I mean, a strong intuition will give you an advantage at work. You'll make the right decisions. You'll trust those gut feelings that come in. Same with relationships. You'll start to use the law of attraction more. And as your intuition grows and improves, you will notice that you're going to attract more of what you want and get rid of what no longer serves you. This will help with your family. Intuition will help with your family, helping to make decisions for your children, guiding them in the right direction, and helping them to trust their intuition in life. And by meditating, you're clearing the clutter, you're quieting the ego, and you're opening your mind. What do I see, hear, or feel? Don't bring the past into your now or your future decisions. Try to let go of past pains. Don't make them anchors in your now decisions. So basically, you're building your intuitive database based on your experiences, based on things that you've already gone through that you don't want to repeat, and future things to better your life. You'll be able to trust your decisions better based on what you've already been through. So keep that journal, what worked, what didn't work. Your intuition is basically a message from your subconscious coming from your storehouse of info gathered by your five senses: hearing, seeing, touch, feeling, and scent. Build that intuitive database. Come out of the experience and simply watch, listen, and feel. By flexing that intuitive muscle, by playing that intuitive instrument every day, your life will improve. Your decision-making process will be easier. You will be able to be your own intuitive guide. I want you to trust it, know in your heart, lead with your heart instead of your head, and live an intuitive life filled with joy, happiness, and peace.